100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. So one of my favorite times, or one of my favorite things about this time of year is the shopping.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Going to, like, get people Christmas gifts and, like, all the sales and everything.
But I've got to say, it's one of my least favorite also because it's such a hassle. And so that's why I'm so glad they have Mistletoe Market that makes it easy for everyone.
And we've actually got Miss Renee on the phone from Mistletoe Market. How's it going?
It is going good, of course, for the week of, so it's just a little crazy, but we are excited.
So there are a few things different about Mistletoe Market this year. One major thing is y'all's location change. Can you kind of give us a rundown on that?
Yes. So for the people who have been our followers for a long time, you know, this is our 21st year. And so we are normally the second weekend in November, and we have been at Lamar for the past few years. Mm-hmm. Well, this November, Lamar actually was serving the community as a hurricane shelter.
Oh.
Yeah, so we of course, got a little bit of a shock and had to bounce around, and we had to move not only locations but dates, but it ended up being a large blessing. Lamar got to do what they need to do for the community, and we found the Ponch Train Center in Kenner, which worked great for the guidelines, and it allowed us to have bigger aisles to help with social distancing, and it just worked out the way it was supposed to be for 2020.
Okay, so what is the new date and location then?
Yes, so it is going to be this weekend coming up, December 5th and 6th, at the Ponch Train Center in Kenner, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is it's only 30 minutes from Lamar, straight down the interstate. As soon as you get off of Williams, you go underneath the interstate, and literally it dead ends into the Ponch Train Center. So the traffic is not there. You're in, you're out. Super easy.
I like it.
I got to go a couple years ago, and it's literally where I did pretty much all my holiday shopping. Yes, I did some of it online, but like for those tricky people that you feel like you have to go handpick the gift, Mistletoe Market is the place to go. Especially my mom, like I got her one of those beautiful, what is it called, the mimosa jewelry with the tiger. Yes. They had that there, and I got her that for Christmas one year. So I'm gonna have to go back this year because she's so difficult to buy for. So. I'm going to have to go pick out and just see everything.
And y'all have a ton of local vendors, correct?
That is correct. As always, Mistletoe has been part of serving the community and believing in shopping local, as always, but especially this year. You know, it's kind of like how we walked through everything in 2016 to see after the flood, the community come out in droves and support local businesses. And we fully expect our community to come out again and because that's their heart, and help support local businesses this year.
Okay. I love it.
So do people have to purchase tickets beforehand, or they get them at the door? How is the ticket situation working?
Yes, so actually you could do either. The advantage of being a pre-ticket holder this year to purchase them in advance is that they actually have an express lane in. So they will actually be let in the show before the general admission purchasing the day of. So it's, to purchase in advance, it's the same price as getting them there. It's $6 for general admission, $10 for a weekend pass, or you can find out details about the $20 VIP pass.
Ooh.
And they, I know that's so much fun. and you can go on our website, which is mistletoemarketbr.com, or even better, follow us on Facebook, Mistletoe Market of Baton Rouge, because not only can you see the ticket link, but you can also join our $600 in giveaways that we're having this week.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Okay. So, real quick, before we get off the phone with you, what is the one thing, or maybe a couple things, you are most looking forward to about Mistletoe Market this year?
Wow, that's a wonderful question.
Loaded question, yeah.
Well, first of all, a sense of normalcy. Just to have that feeling of returning to Christmas and just in a world this year that has not been anything but normal.
Right.
That's one of the things is because Mistletoe Market is just a big family. And so to see that, see our customers who have followed us for 21 years. So that and just the amount of new vendors plus our core vendors that we've always had and to be able to do what y'all said and actually be able to buy things unique that I'm not going to show up to my family Christmas party and have the same thing that everybody
has. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So really those, just to return to normalcy and see our, you know, our business family and the community. So very excited about that.
I know. We're excited also. One more quick question just for the moms out there. I know my sister has asked me several times. Do y'all allow strollers in?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
I know that's a random question, but like I know a lot of moms have asked.
Absolutely. We absolutely have always allowed strollers.
Okay.
Definitely. And we also have free parking as always, which is good.
Ooh, free parking, yes.
That is definitely a plus.
Yes, sure. Awesome. Well, I'm so excited for Mistletoe Market this weekend coming up. You got to get your holiday shopping done because Christmas will be here before you know it.
Exactly. And thank you so much, Miss Renee, for calling in. It's always so great to talk to you.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. We really do appreciate it. And thank you for supporting Mistletoe.
Always. We'll let you get back to work. We're sure you're super busy.
Oh, yeah. It's Mistletoe and Santa, right? The two things that don't change.
Exactly.
Seriously. It's Abby Lee.
And Brittany Rose.
Live with the Tiger.